Hi, my name is Harupa Purin, and I'm interviewing my neighbor Brendan Maloney, otherwise known as Truth Trooper. Brendan was always telling me how he wanted to go on this big walk around the whole world, but at the same time, he wanted to spread truthful matters. Here's Brendan Maloney to tell you more.
Hi, my name is Brendan Maloney, otherwise known as the Truth Trooper. I was living in an ashram in Northern California. I came across a video called Peace Pilgrim. I put it in, it sounded interesting, and I watched it, and I was totally inspired. I said, this woman's amazing. She walked the planet, I think she walked America, parts of Mexico, and the U.S. for about 28, 29 years of her entire life. Owned nothing but a comb. Food was always provided for her, shelter, clothing, everything. She spoke a lot about God, and she was just unbelievable. She completely gave herself to service of the world and humanity and everything to raise a vibration. So 10 years later, I thought about her, was constantly always thinking about her, inspired by her, couldn't stop thinking about her. So I said, I got to do something like that. So I got I made a shirt up on the front, Truth Trooper, and on the back it says, I am walking the world for truth. I got my push cart, my stroller, I bought all my equipment, my camping gear, my tent, my sleeping mat. Sleeping my shirt, and I started walking. My first trip was to San Ynez for Christmas to meet all my family. It was unbelievable. It was absolutely amazing and absolutely horrible at the same time. Very challenging. Cold nights, sleeping, very difficult sleep. I met amazing people. People gave me money. People gave me food. It was incredible. It was incredible but challenging. And then I went and.
How was the weather like when you were walking?
The weather was very cold at night, which was the most difficult part of the trip. Sleeping at night with 40 to 45 degrees at night, that was the most challenging. So painful. My legs completely gave up. Those were the two biggest problems. And then I went on another trip from Tucson to Phoenix, and that was amazing. I met a Mormon guy, Christian. And I couldn't make it. I wanted to go all the way to LA, but it would have took me a month, and there's basically nothing between Phoenix and Los Angeles except desert, so I was a little scared, so I got a ride share home on Craigslist, and got a ride home. So I didn't make it all the way, but I still had a great time, inspired the world, inspired people, talked to people about truth, political truth, spiritual truth, environmental truth, and yeah, I plan on, I don't know.
So you're still trying to go on your big walk?
I want to go on my big walk around the world, you know, sell my car, get rid of my apartment, and just make this a lifestyle. But I'm still, I think I need to take baby steps and more small trips before I make that big decision. I really want to do parts of Mexico, Central America, South America, the Caribbean. Those are my favorite places that I really like, the Caribbean, the warm waters, the islands, the lifestyle, the culture. I'm really inspired by those places. So those are places I definitely want to walk, maybe bike, because walking's really tough, and so we'll see where it goes. But for now, I love it. It's part of my life, and I'll do many trips for now. And it's amazing to inspire the world. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.